Everybody is going to sit down on the floor and take a seat here. Well, today we're going to be talking about the story of Jonah. Have you ever heard about the story of Jonah? No? Yes and no? Anything? Remember Jonah? There was a big fish involved and whatnot. Remember that? Well, we have another one. That's terrific. Well, Jonah's story answers one of the greatest questions that pastors and people like your parents who go to church all their life always wanted to know. You know what that question is? Do dogs go to heaven? That's the big question. And of course the answer is, I don't know about your dog, but I know mine is for sure. But it's funny because the story of Jonah has animals all throughout it. There's this big fish who sort of makes it a bummer for Jonah for a little while, but then actually sort of rescues Jonah. There's this big city where all these people repent because they've been doing bad stuff. But you know what? The king that says that everyone has to repent and basically do the right thing, not just the people, you know who he says also has to? All the animals. And they all have to pray and fast and put on like sackcloth that's like shows that they're mourning and that they're sad for their sin. And even the animals have to do that. And then there's this worm that kind of ruins Jonah's day later in the story. And then at the very end, God says to Jonah, shouldn't I have concern for all these lives and even all these animals? So there's all these people that have thought about this question about do dogs go to heaven in one way or another. And they notice not only Jonah's story, but they notice scenes from heaven where there's the four living creatures that sound a lot like animals. And as people, some of the prophets talk about heaven, they use imagery that makes it seem like God really cares about animals. So I don't know the full answer, but if I'm betting, I think God cares enough about animals that we're going to see some of those animals we love the most for all eternity. So that's good news, don't you think? Very good. Let me say a quick prayer, and then I'll let you go. God, thank you that you care even about all of your creation, and you care about those creatures that we care so much about. And Lord, we don't know the exact answer of that, but we thank you that you give us hints and clues that you love animals as much as we do.